There seems to be a movement in these verses, and I don't know if you would agree with me, but I think there's a royal route that leads to heaven, and it's a chartered pathway that brings healing into our life, brings transformation into our life, brings a, yeah, regeneration, the working of regeneration into our lives. And now, anyone here heard the term squatter's rights? It's known also as adverse possession. And now, it's a legal concept that allows someone to claim ownership of a land that they don't legally own. And so I don't know if it's legal in Canada or not. Adverse possession refers to the ability to acquire ownership of another's land as a result of long-term use. And so it's a way to take something that doesn't belong to you. Amen. In our natural world. But I want to talk about spiritual squatters. Amen. I hope we grab hold of this. And first thing I want to say is that the devil does not have any legal right over anyone in this world. No legal right over the church, over the people who live on the streets, over anyone. Satan has no legal right. Amen. And in other words, no power of darkness can enter into you unless you allow them to, even that power. And you have to give them access. Even Jesus won't barge into your life. You have to invite him in. Have you ever invited Jesus into your life? Hallelujah. You all probably have. And so this is how it works. And in Genesis chapter 3, the serpent came along and said, Eve, can you eat every tree in the garden? And Eve says, oh yeah, we can eat from them all except one, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the moment we eat from that, we're going to die. And the devil comes back and says to the woman, you will not surely die. And so he weaves his lie in to the truth. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Ouch. And the squatter, the spiritual squatter, took possession of what God had gave to Adam and Eve from that day forward. And God gave man dominion over the earth, but they forfeited. They forfeited all that day, and the devil took the dominion that belonged to man, and all because it was given to them. And he had to dupe Eve, he had to surprise her, he had to trick her, he had to deceive her, and the squatter took possession of what God gave to man. You see how that works? But first, he'd need permission. The devil couldn't just come and take it from man. He'd have to have permission. And Eve opened up the door. And, you know, the same thing is true about the new covenant. Satan has no legal right over anybody in this world. Nobody. And but he knows how squatters' rights work in the spiritual realm. And we have to say that, look, our streets are littered. Absolutely littered with people that have been taken into prison, prisons without bars, through addiction, through mental illness. And it's because people have given the enemies, squatters, permission to rob them, to kill them, and destroy them. And they had to say yes to these things before they were allowed in. And family, we're safe. Amen. Because we've lifted up our prayers at one time or another for the Lord to turn his steps into this everlasting ruins of our lives. Amen. And there's hope for everybody, because we can call on Jesus. It doesn't matter how bad off we are. He's able to break those chains that bind us up. He's able to set us free. And I know from experience, because I wasn't born this beautiful. I was created this beautiful so far. Amen. And I'm getting prettier every day. Praise God. Because of this transforming power of the Holy Ghost. Now, there's something going on in our province today. For the next month, we got to put up with, and that's politics. And we got to listen to politicians lie about each other and run each other down and tell lies about what they're going to promising to give us. And we got to listen to that malarkey, I'm going to call it, for the next month or so. And, you know, I promise I'm going to give you a better world to live in. I promise for your children and for your grandchildren, it's going to be a better world. Well, obviously, they never read what it says in Revelation 21:1. John said, I saw a new heavens and I saw a new earth, for the former had passed away. The old creation is passing away. Hallelujah. I started off this morning telling a joke about two sides of the family. And the two sides aren't about monkeys. If man come from monkeys, then I'd like to ask, where do monkeys come from? Praise God. Anyway, that's nowhere. So there's two sides of the family, and one side is passing away, and one side is entering into life eternal. And we have to receive Jesus to enter into, and ask him to enter into our lives. We have to invite him in. Even he doesn't embarge into our lives. And Lord, invade our boundaries, invade our boundaries and our dwelling place. Come, Lord, and flood us. Amen. And I hope we can see that no power of darkness can have any authority over you whatsoever unless you let them. Amen. You have to allow them to. They're spiritual squatters, and they want to dupe you into believing their lies. Amen. And but none of them have any power. Satan has no legal right in this world. But here we have an old creation, and here we have a new creation. We started off talking about both sides of this, and one is going to live forever, and one is passing away. Hallelujah. And if you're in this circle of the first Adam, I want you to know that you're investing in a circle of life that's passing away. There's no eternal life in it. Only in Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus today, you can accept him as your Lord and Savior. Lord, come and be a squatter in my life. Amen. Bring your spiritual power. Turn your feet towards my everlasting ruins and bring me into life. Hallelujah. And so, you know what? I said what I was supposed to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what speaks the most to me is from Hebrews 12 and 13. Amen. Make your path straight. The things that are lame in your life will receive healings. Hallelujah. It's following Jesus. And that's what the call was. Even those fishermen at the seashore, come and follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Hallelujah. And so let's do this. Let's follow what the Lord's saying. And is there trouble coming in our future? Is there trouble coming into our country? Well, we're all going to have to say, it kind of looks that way, doesn't it? Amen. But the Lord's saying, don't worry. Be strong and of good courage. Keep your eyes focused on me. Make your path straight, and I will heal everything that's lame. Hallelujah, in your life. Let's pray. Worship team, come while we're praying. I ask, and Lord, I want to pray that you would enter into these everlasting ruins, Lord, and you would bring us into this land of new beginnings. We would feel your transforming work in our lives. Hallelujah. That thankful that you took me, an ugly duckling, Lord, and you've made me and are making me into a beautiful swan. Hallelujah. And it's all because of your mercy, because of your love, because of your amazing grace. Hallelujah, that you come and you come to redeem us and set us free. I pray no one would miss out on this wonderful salvation that's so free. You take the things that are dead and make them alive. And we want to thank you today. And I pray that you touch every heart in this sanctuary. Nobody would leave without a touch of God on their life. Nobody would leave, hallelujah, without hearing your voice today. No one would leave without the wonderful presence of God working in every heart. And we'll give you the glory, honor, and praises. Lord, men can plant seeds in water, but only you can give the blessing. Only you can, hallelujah, make a heavenly change. And we pray you would. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.